Last year, this is the second year, but actually we started last year from Parshas Vayetze. So this is the first time we're going through these parshas. So I figured Parshas Bereishis, there is an inyan that I'd like to speak about that is known, but it's not so well known. And in practice, it's not quite as simple as we think. And that is, if you open up the handout here, actually it should have been the top sheet, to the second sheet, the Torah tells us that right at the end of the Maaseh Bereishis, the Torah tells us that that Hashem created the world in 7 days, and then it says in Perek Beis, Pasuk Beis, Vayechal Elokim Bayom Hashvi Melachto Asher Asa, that Hashem completed on the seventh day the work that he did. Right? Now this is a troublesome phrase, because the as we know it, the Maaseh Bereishis was 6 days, and the seventh day was completely a day of rest, as the pasuk continues, Vayishbos Vayom Hashvi. But the Torah implies that that there was something done on the seventh day also, that Hashem completed the work on the seventh day, which is contrary to what we've all come to what we know to be true. So Rashi here tells us on the pasuk, Rashi quotes from the Chazal, and I have an arrow pointing to it. It says, Rav Shimon Omer, Rav Shimon says, Basar v'dam, a mortal, a human being, She'eino yodea ito v'regav, a human being who can never quite be sure of exactly the precise time, Sarech mehosif mechol al hakodesh. So a human being has to add on from chol onto kodesh. Okay, meaning that a person can never know. I mean, today we have the atomic clocks and everything that gives you the time to the second, but nevertheless, a human being can never know exactly the time, and therefore the responsibility to not do work on Shabbos really dictates that a person would have to stop, would have to be parish mimalacha, a person would have to stop doing work even before Shabbos begins, just out of the fear that, well, if I'm going to run it down to the last second, who says, maybe I crossed the line. So Rashi continues, but by Hashem, he knows exactly the time. So therefore, he entered into Shabbos, so to speak, like at a hair's breadth. And it gave off the appearance as if the work of the Maaseh Bereishis was completed on Shabbos. So in other words, what the Torah is telling us over here, what the Chazal are telling us in explanation of this pasuk, is that we should not say literally that Hashem completed it on the seventh day, because that isn't true. Right? On the seventh day, nothing happened. However, because of the fact that Hashem knew exactly when the seventh day began, so the Maaseh Bereishis, the work that took place, went all the way to the last moment. So had there been a human observer, so that the people, if we would have been there, we would have said, oh, look, he finished on Shabbos, because it would have appeared to us that it was already Shabbos. But Hashem knows that exactly what the time is, and therefore, in reality, the work was completed on the Yom HaShishi, but it appeared as if it was Yom HaShvi, and thus we have the pasuk Vayechal Elokim Bayom HaShvi. But what we see from this Rashi, and this is just one of many sources, we see from Rashi the idea that a person, a human being, who does not have the ability to be mavchin, to know, to discern the time to the second, a human being has to be mosif mechol hakodesh. A human being has to add on time to Shabbos. It's not good enough to run it down to the last second. A person has to add on time. And in reality, this is not the only source. There are other sources for this. We'll see in a minute that, but even in Parshas Bereishis, there are other sources for the idea of being Mosif Mechol al HaKodesh. And to that end, we find, and now we go back to the top sheet, we find the ultimate source for all of this, which actually is a pasuk in Parshas Emor, when the Torah in Parshas Emor, we just read it recently on Sukkot, the first 2 days of Sukkot, we had the Kriyas HaTorah of the Moadim. So the Torah goes through all of the holidays, and when it gets to Yom Kippur, the Torah says the final pasuk which discusses Yom Kippur says, Shabbat Shabbaton Hu Lachem that this should be a day of Shabbaton, this should be a day when we stop doing Malacha, that we don't do any Malacha on Yom Kippur either. It has the same, we know this is the source of the din, that Yom Kippur has the same rules as Shabbos, right? Unlike every other Yontif there are certain leniencies you're allowed to carry, even in a place where there would be no Erev, you'd be allowed to carry on Yontif, you're allowed to cook on Yontif, but Yom Kippur is not that way, and that's because of this phrase, Shabbat Shabbaton Hu Lachem, that Yom Kippur is treated as Shabbos. Okay, V'inisem es nafshoseichem, you should afflict yourselves, B'tish l'chodesh ba'erev. Now here's where it gets interesting. The prophet says, "B'tisha l'chodesh ba'erev, on the ninth day of the month in the evening, may erev ad erev, from evening to evening, tishbisu shabbatchem, that's when you should observe this Shabbos, this day of rest, this day of desisting from melacha. It's b'tisha l'chodesh ba'erev." Now this phrase is troublesome because we know that Yom Kippur is the date of Yom Kippur is the 10th of Tishrei, right? We have the 10 days of Tshuva, begins Rosh Hashanah, the 10th day of Tishrei is Yom Kippur. So to that end, what does it mean when it says B'tisha B'chodesh B'erev? It seems here from the Pasuk that the Torah is telling us that on the ninth day at night you have to already on the ninth day you have to stop doing work. Yet we know Yom Kippur is on the 10th. So the Gemara in Mesechus Yuma and the Pe'al from the days comes to address this issue. And the Gemara says as follows, I have it underlined, we're trying to make some improvements this year. Okay, five lines from the top. The Gemara says, V'inisem es nafshoseichem, v'tisha l'chodesh. So the Gemara says as follows, Yochol, so if I just took this pasuk literally, the pasuk says that you should afflict yourself on the ninth day of the month. So says the Gemara, I would think that you should have to fast on the ninth day of Tishrei. Right? Yochol Yaskol V'Yisana B'Tishrei. I would think that you should have to begin fasting already on the ninth. Talmud Lomar Be'erev, says the Gemara. That can't be because it says B'Tishrei L'Chodesh, but then the Pasuk says Be'erev. Be'erev means in the evening. Says the Gemara, I Be'erev Yochol Misha Techshach. So on the one hand, it says in the pasuk ba'erev, says the Gemara, well, if it means ba'erev, that means only at night, meaning that the night following the ninth of the month, what we would consider Yom Kippur, says the Gemara, well, if that's the case, then yachol mishetavshas, I would think that you only begin fasting when it gets dark, Talmud Lomer Betisha. But on the other hand, the pasuk says on the ninth. So we have sort of a built-in contradiction to this pasuk, because the pasuk is telling us on the one hand that you should that the fast is on the ninth for erev. So it's sort of a stira. What does that mean? Which one is it? Is it the ninth or is it the night after the ninth? So to this, the Chazal say that it's both. It's the ninth and the night after the ninth. What does that mean? Says the Gemara, HaKetzer, how can that possibly be? Maschil u'misane mibod yom, that a person should begin the fast of Yom Kippur when it's still day, and that in that way you would accomplish both. You would fulfill both psukim because you're fasting essentially ba'erev. You're fasting essentially on the evening following the ninth, which is what we call Yom Kippur. However, when the pasuk says batisha, that means that you have to begin that fast a little bit before. You have to begin the fast when it's still the ninth. It's not enough to begin the fast on Yom Kippur itself, when it would be, you know, on the clock Yom Kippur, but rather one must begin the fast somewhat earlier. And the Gemara says, Mikan, from this we see, Shemosifin Mechol HaKodesh. From this we see that there is a mitzvah in the Torah that we have to be mosif, we have to add on from the weekday onto the holy day. Meaning that Yom Kippur has to begin by all of us a little bit before it actually begins. So that theoretically, if the Shkia Sachama, if the sunset of Yom Kippur was at, let's just pick a number, it was 7 o'clock, 7 p.m., a person would be obligated to begin the fast and all the other and all the other laws of Yom Kippur a little bit before that, which is one of the reasons why all the shuls call Kol Nidre for an early time. Right? There are several reasons for that, but you know if you come to Kol Nidre on time, there's no problem because obviously they're starting they're starting, let's say, 20 minutes or 15 minutes before the Shkia. So if you're there in Shul, so okay, so you're being Mosif Mechol HaKodesh. That's what the Gemara says. This is the Din of Yom Kippur. Says the Gemara further, Vainly Elba Knisa, so the Gemara says this would only imply that you have to add on time at the beginning of Yom Kippur. Be it Tiyaso Minayin, how do we know you have to add on time at the end? Talmud Lomar Me'erev Ad Erev. The pasuk implies that it's both. It's on both ends. You have to add, or you shouldn't end Yom Kippur the second it's over. But rather, a person should add on a little time as well. A couple, we'll see, you know, at least a couple of minutes. Says the Gemara, Ve'einli Ela Yom HaKippurim. Says the Gemara, this pasuk would only refer to Yom Kippur. How do I know that it applies also to Shabbosos? Right? How do I know that it applies also to Shabbos? In other words, this pasuk clearly is discussing the law of Yom Kippur. So how do we know that this applies to Shabbos as well? Says the Gemara, I think they changed the gears to here. They're on the side, they have, if you look on the left-hand margin, right, Shabbosos Minayim. I think that the next line speaks about Yontif. How do we know Shabbos? Talmud Lomar Tishbisu. Because the Torah uses an expression of Shabbos, Tishbisu. So therefore, Yom Kippur, the law of Yom Kippur transfers to Shabbos also. Tishbisu Shabbatchem. And the Gemara in the next line says that it also applied to Yom Tovim because it repeats the word Shabbatchem. Tishbisu Shabbatchem. So thus it comes out that there is a mitzvah in the Torah. One of the 613 mitzvahs in the Torah is that a person has to add on time to Yom Kippur, to Shabbos, and to Yontif, meaning that you can't run it down to the minute, right? Even though we have today, with all the technology, you can get a printout. Many shuls have already, they can get it for every area code. You can get a printout to the minute of exactly when all the zmanim are, exactly when the sun is going to set, exactly when this, exactly when the sun is going to rise. So the truth of the matter is, so one would say, all right, so that's one shot. I know exactly, right? The problem that Rashi said, that the person doesn't know exactly the time. Maybe today we're not in that problem because today we do know. So just as an aside, I would just say that if you speak to the people who make these calendars, they will tell you that they round them off. That they round it off to the nearest minute, so they don't have it broken down to the second. So therefore, you can't really anyway run it down. But the fact of the matter is that even theoretically, if one were to say, all right, so I'll do that, there is a halacha that you have to be mosif time. You have to add time onto Shabbos and onto Yontif and onto Yom Kippur. And pertaining to Shabbos, which is what I would like to speak about, the most common application, this is what's called the mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos, the mitzvah to add time onto Shabbos. And it means that sometime you can't just observe Shabbos exactly the minutes of Shabbos. Now, to understand this clearly, so we have to say, by us, when does Shabbos begin? So when it comes to Shabbos, we have to understand that there are, right on, every Jewish calendar has candle lighting time, which is generally 18 or 20 minutes before the sunset. That's the time they put in America, that's the time they put down. In Eretz Yisrael, they have a minute in Yerushalayim that it's 40 minutes before, but in where we live, it's 18 or 20 minutes before. So this time is a little bit of a confusing time because many people think that's when Shabbos begins, right? But the truth of the matter is that it's not really when Shabbos begins officially, because from a technical standpoint, Shabbos begins when the sun goes down on Friday. The sun goes down 18 or 20 minutes after that time. Nevertheless, the minhag is that women light the bench lift, they light the candles at that time. There's a minhag Yisrael that's the target time that a woman should try to light candles. And when a woman lights candles, the minhag which we hold, the halacha, the Ramah brings in the Shulchan Aruch, that a woman, generally speaking, is mekabel Shabbos when she lights candles, which means that once a woman lights candles, she cannot do melacha anymore. However, for anyone else, who has not been Makabel Shabbos, there's still time. You still have those 18 minutes, and thus we see that, you know, a person can get in a car and drive to shul even after the time of Hadlakas Neris. I think in our neighborhood, most of the shuls begin Mincha 10 minutes before the Shkia, and it's a common sight that you see people driving to shul at that time. And the reason why that's allowed is because Shabbos has not begun yet. Because Shabbos technically begins when the sun sets, but women who light candles, which is the correct minute, that they light the candles 18 or 20 minutes before, so for them, Shabbos begins when they light. When they light candles, unless there are situations in halacha where a woman can stipulate that I'm not makabel Shabbos when I'm lighting the candles now in the case of a need. However, as a general rule, when a woman lights candles, for her it's Shabbos. Okay, so that in itself is a fulfillment of this mitzvah. In other words, women who adhere to this practice have fulfilled very beautifully this mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos, because they added on 18 minutes or 20 minutes or whatever it is, they've added on to Shabbos. Now the question is, what do we do? But we don't do that. So what do we do? So we say, well, you know, the person who knows the halacha says, well, you know, my wife lit then, but I have more time, so I could still do more things. Okay, fine. But when do you have to stop doing more things? So one could say, one would think that I'll run it down to the Shkia. Whenever the time is for the sunset, that's when I have to begin Shabbos, but I could go all the way up until that point. So the Chiddush of this Gemara is that that's not true, meaning that in other words, Shabbos does not begin earlier than that. Shabbos will not begin officially until that time. However, there's a mitzvah in the Torah. According to most Rishonim, this is a mitzvah midaraisa. There is a mitzvah in the Torah to add time on to Shabbos. So therefore, it would not be, if you didn't add on time to Shabbos, you didn't fulfill this mitzvah, but you weren't mechal Shabbos until the Shkia. However, there is a mitzvah, where we see here in this Gemara, that there is a mitzvah called Tosefes Shabbos. There is a mitzvah that is, as I say, according to most authorities, this is a mitzvah midaraisa, that a person is obligated to add on some time to Shabbos. That even a man has to add on some time to Shabbos and not run it down to the wire. Not run it down to the wire. Again, this is a mitzvah. This is not the same law as Shabbos itself. The severity of Shabbos only begins actually by the sunset. So therefore, if you didn't do this mitzvah, theoretically, you could still do malacha till pretty much the sunset. However, what we're seeing here is there's a special mitzvah to add on time. A special mitzvah to add on time. Now, how much time do you have to add on? So here, there are different opinions. If one looks in the Mishnah Berurah, they actually probably prefer not to look there, because the Mishnah Berurah is machmir in this. The Mishnah Berurah seems to imply that, there's an implication that he holds there should be 12 minutes added on. There are other people who hold even a half an hour, but in our world that doesn't fly. Of course, it's always better if a person would add on more time. But the reality is, especially now, as we head to the winter months, when Shabbos begins earlier, you know, during the summer, it's not such a problem. Because, in fact, during the summer, we fulfill this mitzvah very nicely. Because if you daven at the early summer minyan, so then you're beautiful. You're makabel Shabbos way before. You're makabel Shabbos 45 minutes before, or whatever it is. But during the winter, when Shabbos is earlier, so then there's an issue that very often we're busy, people work on Friday, and you have certain hachanos you have to make for Shabbos, certain preparations, so what are you going to do? So the halacha is that you're supposed to add on some time. How much time? So as I say, some people say 12, 15, 18, 30 minutes, but Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in one of his tshuvas that even if you add on a couple of minutes, he says, Eza Minutin, I think somewhere he says actually 2 minutes, that if you added on even a, you know, 2 minutes would be good. That would be good. And that's really what a lot of people would rely on, that this would be the inyan of Tosefes Shabbos. This would be, Rabbi, have a question? Oh, we're going to get to that. So now, So this is the mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos. Okay, so now, I would imagine everyone sitting here thinks, alright, you know, that's no problem, because I, after all, in the shul that I daven in, we daven mincha 10 or 15 minutes before the sunset. So I get to shul, by the time I get to shul, I'm all dressed for Shabbos, even if I drive there, but I come into shul, I put away my keys, and I'm all ready to go. So therefore, no problem. So I accepted Shabbos too, maybe not as early as my wife, but nevertheless, I also do a beautiful Kabbalah Shabbos. 10 minutes before Shabbos, I have already accepted Shabbos, and therefore, you know, so this point is really, in a sense, not such a big deal. It's not the biggest deal, because it's easy to fulfill this. The problem with this is that in reality, it's not so simple. And the reason why it's not so simple is because of a halacha that we find in the Shulchan Aruch, and I apologize, it was not put on the sheet, but the Shulchan Aruch says in Simen Reish Samach Gimel, Sif Tesvav, the Mishnah Berurah says, that the Shulchan Aruch, I'm sorry, says that once a person is Mekabel Shabbos, you cannot daven Mincha. Because once you accept Shabbos, so it's Shabbos. So on Shabbos, there are special tefillos for Shabbos. The weekday Shemon Esrei is not supposed to be said on Shabbos. So therefore, if I come into shul on Friday, 10 minutes before the sunset, and I say to myself, well, okay, I'm all ready to go, I'm good to go, okay, Shabbos, bring it on, I'm all ready for Shabbos, the reality is that it's not so, because of the fact that you still have to daven mincha. And if you're going to say the weekday Shemon Esrei, you can't say that once you are Mekabel Shabbos. And this is a reality. Women who like to daven mincha, this is a halacha people should know, or maybe they do know, that once you light candles, you can't daven mincha anymore. That's it. You're Mekabel Shabbos, it's Shabbos. You can't say the weekday Shemon Esrei. So now, on the other hand, if you're going to daven with the minyan, so now it's really going to get down to the wire, because of the fact that now, when are you going to be finished davening? Right? So in a normal situation, it takes 10 to 15 minutes to daven mincha. So let's say it would take 15 minutes, just for, you know, to take the worst case scenario. If it takes 15 minutes to daven mincha, and you say, but when you finish mincha, it's already too late. It's already Shabbos. It's already after the shkia. And to compound matters, there is a halacha which I do have here on the sheet, which this point is disputed, but the opinion of the Mishnah Berurah is really the consensus opinion, and that is, and I'm sorry, it's a little bit slanted, but if you look on the second side of the second sheet, so the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Chaf Aleph, when the Shulchan Aruch says over the mitzvah of adding on to Shabbos, so the Shulchan Aruch says that you should add on time, says the Mishnah Berurah. How do you add on time to Shabbos? How do you do it? Says the Mishnah Berurah something which is not good news for us. And he says, Hainu al yidei dibur, that it requires a declaration. It requires some sort of declaration. Shehu mekabel olav l'shem tosefes Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah says that it requires a person to say that I accept upon myself Shabbos. I'm accepting this time for Tosefes Shabbos. Oh, he says further, Ayideh Amiras Baruchu, or a person could do it by starting Ma'ariv, by saying the Ma'ariv of Shabbos. And that would be another way. The truth of the matter is, there are, elsewhere, he refers to this, elsewhere we find that when a person says Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos at the end of Kabbalah Shabbos, or a person says Boi Chala at the end of L'Chadodi, Boi V'Shalom, right? That's Boi Chala is the phrase that we find in the Gemara, that this is what the Amoraim in the Gemara would say. They would go out into the fields to wait for the Shabbos to come. They would watch the sunset, and they would say, Boi Chala, welcome Shabbos. So when a person says any of those things are declarations of acceptance of Shabbos. The truth of the matter is, before a person did that, you have not accepted Shabbos, right? So now, in the summer, now here we have to bear down a little bit. In the summer, if you were davening at an early minyan, and you daven mincha, and you didn't have anything in mind, and they started Kabbalah Shabbos, in the middle of L'chun Aranana or whatever, and the Chazan's already up there, or even they started to sing L'chadodi, and then you say to yourself, oh my gosh, I left the motor running in my car. My car is in the parking lot, I didn't shut off the car. So you have not yet accepted Shabbos. Even though you started to say the tefillos that have on top of the page the title Kabbalah Shabbos, right? But nevertheless, the official Kabbalah Shabbos takes place when a person says either Boi Chala, if you say L'chadodi, or a person says Mizmer Shili Yom HaShabbos, or theoretically, if you didn't say the Kabbalah Shabbos at all, if you start Ma'ariv, any of those things is a oral, in effect, an oral declaration of an acceptance of Shabbos. Till that time, not. So in the summertime, that's good news. But in the wintertime, that's bad news. Because there is not a shul that I'm aware of that in the wintertime says L'chadodi before the Shkia. Because as a practical matter, all the shuls start davening Shabbos, Friday night davening, because they want people to be able to come. It's a, of course, practical thing. So they start davening 10 minutes before, 15 minutes before. It takes 10 to 15 minutes to daven Mincha. And then you get up to Kabbalah Shabbos, you get a chazin who has knows how to sing, knows the nusach, the bal menagin, right, and you get to L'chadodi. By the time you say Bo'ichal, Mizmer Shiri Yom HaShabbos, it's generally 10 minutes after the Shkir. Now, if that's going to be your acceptance of Shabbos, so then you have not fulfilled the mitzvah of Tosefa Shabbos. Now, I know this may sound a little confusing, so let me, we're playing with fire here, so let me just clarify. Shabbos begins when the sun goes down, whether you like it or not. That's the way, you don't have to do anything, and Shabbos will begin when the sun goes down. That's automatic. So what I said about if your motor is running, you could go out, that's in the summer when you're davening early. In the winter, once the sun goes down, it's Shabbos, nothing to talk about. However, so the truth is, if you in the wintertime, if you did not say Goy Chala Mizmer Shiri Yom HaShabbos, once it hits the sunset, you're finished. You can't do anything at that point. If your car was running then you have to get a guy to shut it off. You can't do it yourself. However, we're learning here that there's a special mitzvah of Kabbalah Shabbos, of Tosefet Shabbos. There's a mitzvah to add on time to Shabbos. And the Mishnah Berurah says, and this is the consensus of the Poskim, that in order to fulfill this mitzvah, you have to make some sort of oral declaration. And the oral declaration that was built into our tefillahs, the Chazal were aware of this. So when they made the tefillahs, they put it in. So you say, Baruch Halam, is Mishir Yom HaShabbos, Baruch Hu, whatever it is. But the problem is that at this time of the year, you will not get there until after the sunset, and at that point, you have passed up the opportunity to fulfill this mitzvah. Right now, it doesn't mean you are Mechal Shabbos, obviously. You're not Mechal Shabbos unless you do Melacha on Shabbos. Don't take this the wrong way. It doesn't mean you're Mechal Shabbos. But what we're learning over here is that there is, in addition to the regular laws of Shabbos that we're familiar with, there is a special mitzvah to add time on to Shabbos, and that you will not have unless you add it on to a time before Shabbos begins. Before Shabbos begins. Now, someone will say that, wait a second, but, you know, after all, we begin Shabbos at the sunset, but you'll say, but don't we know that the time between the sunset and when the stars come out is the Sufek, it's called Dein HaShmashos, so maybe it's not so bad if I'm not Mekabel Shabbos, because anyway, I'm adding time on, because it's not, because it's Misufek that we keep Shabbos from that point. But the Poskim say very clearly that in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos, you have to add on time from when it's definitely chol. In other words, it's not good enough to say, well, it could be that the really night is when Shabbos begins, so therefore I'm doing a good enough job. It doesn't work that way. In order being that the halacha is that we begin Shabbos from the sunset, so therefore, in order for a person to fulfill this mitzvah, you have the poskim say you have to add on time from when it's definitely not Shabbos. And the only time it's definitely not Shabbos by us is before the sunset. So therefore, we would have no choice, if we want to fulfill this mitzvah, we have no choice but to add on time before the sunset. The problem is that you have to add on time by making an oral declaration, or I just want to add that the Mishnah Berurah here says, he makes a reference to the fact that a person could possibly make a Kabbalah Belev, that even if a person does not say out Mizmer Shiri Yom HaShabbos or any of those things, right, a person could possibly, potentially make a kabbalah, like, meaning in a person's heart, the person says to himself, okay, that's it, it's Shabbos, right? But if a person, so he's here, the Mishnah Berurah is not clear about it. It seems in other places that he would hold that if you really did that, it would be Shabbos. So you have perhaps another option that you don't have to speak it out, you could just think it. But even so, that would have to begin before the sunset. Now, on this point, I just want to mention that if a person says, well, I have in mind when I come to shul on Friday that it's already Shabbos, so I don't have a problem, I just want to reiterate that that's not good, because if you have in mind when you walk into shul on Friday that it's already Shabbos, then you can't have a mincha, because the mincha is the weekday mincha, and you can't say the weekday mincha on Shabbos. So therefore, you're caught, as they say, between a rock and a hard place, right? What are you going to do? On the one hand, I have to daven mincha, so I can't be mekabel Shabbos yet, and you shouldn't even think, you know, when you leave your house, some people, when they leave the house to go to shul, so they say, good Shabbos, you say to all the members of your family, there's nothing wrong with saying that, but you have to be careful, because if you say good Shabbos, and in your mind you think it's already Shabbos, then again, you have this problem, you won't be able to daven after that. You could daven kabbalah Shabbos, but you can't daven mincha. Okay, this is the issue that I'd like to discuss. Now, I realize this seems very radical, and we haven't heard this, perhaps, you know, this is new information, but this is a reality. If one looks in the Svarim, you'll see that the old minig back in the old country, people had the minig that they would be Makabel Shabbos on Friday much earlier. The way we observe Shabbos today, anyway, has evolved. It seems, certainly from the European Poskim, Aruch HaShulchan, he writes that all the Jews closed up their shops already at noontime on Friday, and everybody was ready for Shabbos way, way in advance, even in the winter. But that's not in our world so practical for most people. That's not, if a person could do that, kol hakavod. For the record, the earliest time you could be mekabel Shabbos is what's called the plag hamincha, an hour and a quarter, halachic hours before the shkia. I don't want to get into that complication, but the fact of the matter is that it, you know, it used to be that people were mekabel Shabbos earlier, but we can't do that. In most cases, we can't do that. So if we can't, and we're trained already not to do that, right? You know, there's Shabbos, you have 100 things to do, and you have time, we all know, it's a very difficult habit to break out of. So what does a person do? So, forgive me for saying radical things here, and I certainly don't want to cause any commotion in any of the shuls, but the honest truth is that it would be that a person who's as I say, you can't say boy v'sholem. If you're relying on the shul's kabbalah Shabbos, it's not going to happen. That's a reality. There's no way that's going to happen. So if you want to fulfill this mitzvah, which is a nice thing to do, because this is one, according to most shittas, this is one of the Tariag mitzvahs, right? If a person wants to fulfill this mitzvah, the thing to do would be, if the shul begins, really the best thing would be to start mincha a little earlier. But if they began even, let's say, 10 minutes before the shkia, it doesn't take a person 10 minutes to say the weekday Shemona Esrei, generally speaking. So therefore, the best thing would be that when a person finishes saying their own Shemona Esrei, they should immediately say, when you take the 3 steps back from the Mincha Shemona Esrei, to say Mizmor Shir Yom HaShavuos. To say that then, if I do that, even if it's, let's say, so they started mincha, let's say, for argument's sake, the time was, I don't know what it was this past, let's say it was 7 o'clock, okay? So let's say they started mincha in the shul 10 to 7, okay? If they start Ashrei, it takes a minute. If they start the Shemona Esrei, 6:51. It takes a person, let's say, 4 minutes to say the Shemona Esrei, so 5 minutes, let's say. So at 6:56, I finished saying Shemona Esrei, a person should immediately say, Mizmor Shir Yom HaShavuos, and or something to that effect. You know, if you don't want to say that, you should say I'm Makabel Shabbos, or you should say Bolichal, any of these expressions that a person is accepting upon himself Shabbos. And in that way, that's really the only way in our reality that a person can fulfill this mitzvah. It's the only way, because shuls, I'm not saying this as a criticism, the shuls begin when they do, because that's the practical time. That's the time that people just can't come earlier. But if you're going to begin so close to Shabbos, it requires a certain presence of mind that when the person finishes the Shemone Esrei, he should accept upon himself Shabbos immediately. And if you do that, then you have had your mincha with a minyan, and you have accepted Shabbos, you makayim the mitzvah of Tosefah Shabbos, and everybody is happy. Not yet, guys. So what happens if you're the chazan? So if you're the chazan who's saying the chazaras hashatz, you have a problem, right? Because the chazaras hashatz will probably run it down to the wire, or perhaps even go over the time, right? So, okay? So we'll see at the end, I'll get to that, what do you do in such a situation? In such a situation. But for now, we just hope, you're not, okay, now obviously the situation of the person has no choice, the person, chiyuv to daven or whatever it is, so yeah, then we'll see what you do in a situation like that, yes. Oleinu, you could say even after. Oleinu, you could say even if it's Shabbos by you. Oleinu for Mincha, you could say. The truth is, you could even answer Kedusha to Mincha if you were Matabel Shabbos already. In other words, you could answer Amen to all the brachas. You could say Yesh Merabah to the Kaddish. That's no problem. There is a question for the record if a person who is Matabel Shabbos already can be counted into a minion of people who are davening Mincha. That is a question that's in the poskim, and that's not so simple. That's not so simple. But if you're there, once you're there, you're there. And the truth is, there's a mitzvah to daven with a minyan. So really, we have no choice. So we go to shul, you daven mincha with the minyan, and then as soon as this is, I think that this is not my eitzah. This is brought in several people mentioned this, that this in for our shuls, in our reality, this is really what a person has to do if you want to fulfill this mitzvah. As soon as you step back from Shemone Esrei, say, I accept Shabbos now. And by doing that, you get the credit for this mitzvah of Tosefah Shabbos also. Okay, now, there is a more radical, now just for the record, there in yeshivas, there is an old minute that is practiced in yeshivas that they daven on Friday an early mincha. That they daven Friday the mincha gedola. And if you ever wondered why that is, this is the reason. This is one of the reasons. Because of the fact that if you daven mincha early, then you certainly have no problem. Then as long as you're ready before Shabbos, then you could be makabel Shabbos whenever you want. And then it's taken care of. But the tefillah of mincha is an obstacle, so to speak. It's an impediment to the fulfillment of this mitzvah. Because you want to daven, you want to be makabel Shabbos. Say, I'm ready for Shabbos. It doesn't help because you have to daven mincha. That is the psak of the Mishnah Berurah. That this is what a person has to do. Now, a more radical thing, which it may sound strange, but what happens if a person davens in a shul where they start so close to the Zman that you won't even be finished your Shemone Esrei before the Shkia? What do you do in a situation like that? So believe it or not, this is brought in the poskim, it's a psak that we have here in the Sefer Shemir Shabbos called Kosa, which is a basic sefer that we have in our times of the wars of Shabbos, and he quotes many sources that if a person knows that the minyan that he's going to daven in will not be finished until after the sunset, it is better to daven mincha without a minyan. It's better to daven mincha b'yechidus, to daven mincha yourself, you daven your house, or come to shul early and start, whatever. It's better to do that and be makabel Shabbos, because the Kabbalah Shabbos is a mitzvah min HaTorah. It's a mitzvah min HaTorah. So it outweighs the chiyuv minyan. I don't know exactly how we view it, but it's not considered on the same madrega, and therefore, in order to fulfill this mitzvah, you know, now in certain places, this is an issue. I think in the shuls in this neighborhood, it's generally speaking not an issue. But you could come to places, you know, different cities where they start very, very close to this man, and by doing so, you wouldn't be able to finish in time. This is the psak that we have, that it's better a person should daven be a chidus and accept Shabbos, and in that way fulfill this mitzvah of Tosefah Shabbos. Now, before we finish, I just want to say, what would be if a person couldn't even do that? In other words, let's say it was a very busy Friday, especially now we're coming to the shortest days of the year, and you couldn't do any of those things. Like, I had no time to have mincha, I couldn't get to shul in time, and now I run in, and it's 3 minutes before the shkia, I didn't have mincha yet, and what am I going to do? So do we say, would we go so far as to say, don't daven mincha, and daven two Shemone Esreis from Ma'ariv to make it up? So here the psak is not that way. Here we have a psak that in such a situation a person should still daven mentally. That even if, let's say, it's right before the shkia, and you say there's not a chance, there's just no way, there's no way I'm going to be finished. So the halacha, the psak that most people follow is that nevertheless you still have to daven mincha. You'll say, what's going to be with this mitzvah? So, alright, so according to some, according to the Mishnah Berurah, so you can't do this mitzvah. But on the other hand, there is an opinion of the Aruch HaShulchan, which is not the consensus opinion, but there is an opinion that it's not clearly stated, but if you look carefully in the Aruch HaShulchan Siman Reish Samach Aleph, you get the impression that this is what he holds, that he seems to be of the opinion that you don't need a declaration of Shabbos. He seems to be of the opinion that if you just stop doing malacha, that's good enough, even without declaring Shabbos. According to that, this is said over in the name of Rebbe Yashiv, should live and be well, that Rebbe Yashiv said that if a person was in a situation of great need, a person should just daven mincha, and even though he won't be finished till after the time. So for this, you say, all right, I will rely on the lenient ruling of the Aruch HaShulchan, who says that since I stopped doing malacha before Shabbos, that's enough. In other words, according to the Aruch HaShulchan, what the Torah meant when it said that you should stop before the time, it didn't mean accepting Shabbos in the sense that I brought upon myself Shabbos and I can't daven mincha. His opinion is it just means don't do work, which in a certain sense it sounds from Rashi that way, right? Because the whole thing is, Rashi made it sound like the whole issue is, since we don't know exactly the time, we're going to run into Shabbos, so therefore add on time so you'll stop doing malach, you won't have a problem. So the opinion of the Aruch HaShulchan is that a person could stop, just stopping to do malacha would be enough. And as I say, the Mishnah Berurah clearly says not that way, and the consensus of most of the other poskim is also not that way, but in the case of need, a person has no choice but to rely on that. So therefore, what it comes out, just to summarize, what it comes out is that we have this mitzvah that a person is supposed to add on time. The best way to do that would be that the shul should be finished mincha in time, the shul should be finished davening mincha before the shkia, and in that way everybody could be mekabel Shabbos. Or really, the really best thing would be that the Kabbalah Shabbos should be finished before the shkia, so that they should get up to Mizmor Shir Yom HaShabbos before the sunset. That would be the best thing. That's not realistic. No, I don't know any shul in the wintertime that davens like that, and it's a practical issue. It's not really the preferred thing, but there's nothing, pretty much nothing we could do. But that would really be the best thing. If a person could daven mincha earlier, it would be better. If not, if you want to daven with the shul's mincha, you have to remember, you're not mekabel Shabbos until after you daven mincha. Because if you made a declaration that it is now Shabbos, you can't say the weekday mincha anymore. So if you, so a person would best daven mincha with the shul's minyan, and as soon as you finish saying the Shemone Esrei, the person should make some sort of verbal declaration of Shabbos. You could say the parrot of Mizmor Shir Yom HaShabbos or any other such thing. And by doing that, one would fulfill the mitzvah. Yeah. Yeah, you could say that it's harmless. And once you're mekabel Shabbos, it's Shabbos. So you want to say it again with them, it doesn't matter. You know, you could say it again with them. If you don't want to, theoretically, because I said it already, I guess you could do that also. But that would be the reality. I'm sorry.
Yeah. You have to be real careful when you're coming into shul.
Yes.
To say good mayor of Shabbos. Not
that's the myth. That happens to be why people say. Now, but I don't listen. I don't want to say extremist things here. In other words, I'm not going to tell you that if a person walks, you pass someone in the street on your way to shul on Friday and you say good Shabbos, that's it, that you're mekabel Shabbos. It depends what you were thinking. If you know, a lot of times people do it and they're not thinking anything. You know, the same way when someone asks you how's it going, you know, and I had a friend who used to say terrible anytime someone would ask him that, because the person wasn't listening anyway, right? He just said how's it going, so he would just, you know, he knew that it was just an expression. He wasn't really sincere in the truest sense. So therefore, if you just stop saying good Shabbos, that's nothing. But if you say good Shabbos because it's Shabbos for me, then you can't daven anymore. Because then you can't, the mincha's gone. Yes.
Why can't you just say that filling the mitzvah by adding time on
Shabbos at the end of Shabbos?
Oh, the answer, good question. The answer is because the Shulchan Aruch here says that you have to add on both directions, front and back of Shabbos. And the truth is the Mechilta, which I didn't have a chance to dig up, but the Mechilta, to copy, but in the Mechilta it says that they weren't out from Zohar v'Shomer, that Zohar is that you should add on before Shabbos, and Shomer is you should add on after Shabbos. So you have to do both. Yes.
If a guy took on Shabbos early in the summer,
yes,
and he's walking home and the sun's still out,
yes,
yes, and he realizes he forgot to put on tefillin.
Yeah, okay, that's a good question. So that is, I think the halacha would be in that situation, that if I have to check it, so don't quote me on this, but I think, if I don't want to say it on tape, I'll tell you after what I think is the din in that situation. Now that they're putting these tapes on the website, I have to watch what I say. Well, I just want to say this, just in conclusion, I just want to say that this is the mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos, but one has to realize that this mitzvah is actually not, as much as you're accepting Shabbos, but it's not that it's already not Friday. Now, what does that mean? You'll say, what in the world does that mean? So here, let's take an example. What would be, let's say, in the summertime, right? After Pesach, have 7 o'clock minyan. It's before the Zman, right? And you daven the Mincha and Ma'ariv, and a couple of Shabbos and Ma'ariv, and it's still, the sun is up, right? And you say, I didn't count Sfira for this day. Right? Last night, I forgot to count Sfira, and if I blow it, that's going to be, I won't be able to say a bracha anymore. The halacha is, believe it or not, that you could still count Sfira for the day before. Okay? That's one halacha, chiddush lahalacha, that we have. Okay? Another halacha. What would be if a person made an early Shabbos, and let's say Shabbos was 8 o'clock, and he accepted Shabbos at 7 o'clock, and at 7:30, his wife gave birth to a baby boy. Okay? So now the question is, so when's the Brit? Okay, is the Brit, it's, by him it's Shabbos already. By him it's Shabbos. However, that's right, okay? So the halacha is that the Bris is on Friday. Now you'll say to me, why is that? It's Shabbos, isn't it Shabbos? So the answer is that when we accept Shabbos early, what that means is, in effect, that you're extending the sanctity of Shabbos onto Friday. In other words, it's still Friday. It's still this day. But I have the Kedusha Shabbos has been brought on to this day. And therefore, a mitzvah that depends on the day, you could still do. So the Sfiras Omer, it's still the day. Bris Mila, it's still the day. Now one thing, let's go the other direction. What's that?
Shabbos is Rosh Chodesh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's a good question. Why you say the answer is yes, and you want to know why? That's a good question. So I don't know. That's a very good question. Okay, but I'll give you now. Let's go the other way. Okay, I don't know the answer to that one. Let's go the other direction. Okay, the first night of Pesach. There's mitzvahs that the Torah says the erev tochlu matzahs is a mitzvah d'oraisa, even in our times is a mitzvah in our Torah to eat the chazayis and matzah on the first night of Pesach. Okay, the erev tochlu matzahs. Now that mitzvah is dependent on it being the night. So if you accepted Pesach early and you had a very quick seder and you got up to the achilas matzah and it's still not the night, you could not fulfill the mitzvah then. Because even though you accepted the Kedusha of Pesach, but this mitzvah is not dependent on the sanctity of Pesach per se. This mitzvah is dependent on it being the night. And it's not the night. So therefore, that you would have to wait until later. And for that reason, shuls commonly wait. That's why if you're ever wondering, how come the rabbi's speaking, I want to get home and make my Seder, we finish Mincha, why don't we just get the show on the road? The answer is because he wants to make sure that you don't have this problem. So that would be an example the other way. You would have also, with just about every yontif you have this. We had recently with Shmini Atzeres, right? So also, the rabbi gets up to speak before Shmini Atzeres. Why is that? So the answer is because we know the halacha that many people, from non-Hasidic descent, right? The halacha in the poskim is that a person is supposed to eat in the sukkah on Shemini Atzeres, right? There are those who don't, they have the Chassidish minhag, but many people do, right? However, we all know the Gemara says, the famous Gemara in the Sechah Sukkah says, Yisuvi Yasfinan, Bruchei Roma Vachinan, that you sit in the sukkah on Shemini Atzeres, but you don't say the Bruch Aleisha Basukkah. Okay, now what happens if you daven mincha early on Erev Shemini Atzeres and they daven Maariv right away and you come back home and it's not night yet? Okay, and now you're going to make kiddush in the sukkah because you eat in the sukkah on Shemini Atzeres, but you don't say Leisha B'sukkah on Shemini Atzeres, but but all you've done has, you've extended the kedusha onto the previous day, so it's still the previous day. So then you would have to, there's a question, you might have to say the Bracha Leishir Basukah, which you're not supposed to do on Shemini Atzeres. So for this reason, see, now I'm defending all the rabbis. Right? I'm not trying to, if you ever get it, leave me alone, we'll have to hear more drushes. Why can't I just go home and make kids? I'm hungry. The answer is, they're doing a great service because they're taking away a lot of status, a lot of challenges, and so too the first night of Shavuos. Right, the first night of Shavuos, you say, I want to stay up all night and learn, so let me go home and eat. Why do I have to push out the Ma'ariv? Again, because the Torah says that the sphere is supposed to be Tamimos, it's supposed to be complete days, and therefore, in order to have 49 complete days, it means that you have to have the day without bringing the Kedusha of Shavuos onto it. Because if you daven early, you're bringing the Kedusha of Shavuos onto it. So some Tosefes you have to do, but the reality is that again, all of these things point to the fact that when you're adding on time, you're extending the Kedusha onto the previous day. The day is not changing, so to speak. It's still Friday, but the Kedusha of Shabbos already applies to Friday. So in reality, it's Shabbos because you can't do anything. You have to observe the laws of Shabbos, but it's still Friday without any din that would apply by day. The halacha is, we hold, that you would still be able to do any din by day, but nevertheless, yet we have this great mitzvah of Tosefta Shabbos, and I think that with a little awareness, it's possible that a person can fulfill this mitzvah and keep Shabbos, even in the busy world of today, in the busy schedule. We still have the opportunity, if we're careful, to fulfill the mitzvah of Tosefta Shabbos.